from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. This is our third hour and final hour this morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we got a bunch of callers on the line. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. Who's up, Dale? Wood. What's going on, Wood?
Well, yeah, All right, so just thinking about who everybody will be. Johnny G, you'd be the ringmaster. Lance, you'd probably be a Siegfried and Roy type because you're bound to get injured. Dell,
well, he got killed because by
you're
a
having
tiger.
A jump show to show. Jackie's the bearded lady, and Gilbert, he's probably a flame spitter because he always got the hot take.
Siegfried and Roy. First of all, that does not feel like a compliment. Being the Siegfried and Roy guy. Wasn't he killed by the tiger or just
he
maimed?
Was mauled
by the,
and maimed.
He was mauled, but he didn't. He survived, die. Didn't he?
Yeah.
I think he survived, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. But what? There's nothing wrong with being the Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, that, says the ringmaster.
Yeah, no, that guy doesn't make nearly as much money as the Siegfried
he
and Roy.
He said I would be Siegfried and Roy because I would end up injured. Not, he said it because I would get mauled by a tiger.
Yeah, but as far as a claim, Siegfried and Roy are the stars.
I don't want to get mauled by a tiger.
Well, it's in the realm of possibilities.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're
that's
most likely to be real.
It's all right.
What
it's
was
okay.
Dell again?
You were talking over him. You're so upset. So
no,
we didn't
no
hear what
one
he said.
Knows.
Yeah, he said
you made it about yourself.
He said you are a clown.
No.
Yes.
No, he did not.
I think he did.
No,
say
he
you
called.
Were a clown.
No, actually, Dell's dad called you the clown.
Yeah, I was the court jester. Remember?
Oh, that's right. They had those.
I was never the clown.
They had
John's
those.
The clown. But you talked over Wood because you made it about yourself, so we don't know what he said.
I didn't make it about myself. He said that I would be mauled by a tiger.
Yeah, and you know how we heard that? Because John didn't immediately interrupt him when he said John would be the ringmaster.
Yeah.
John just sat there. But not you.
Not you. It's all about you.
Sorry, okay. Wood.
Oh, says John the ringleader who gets to just sit there and do nothing.
Well, that's the name he gave him, and then you jumped in and ruined the rest of his call.
Gilbert spits hot takes, fire Jackie, well, bearded lady. I just didn't hear yours.
Yeah, because you were so upset. How dare he call you a Siegfried and Roy top? You got triggered.
That's right. Hey, I did, briefly.
Flavor Flav is offering Jordan Chiles a bronze clock necklace
as a metal Flav replacement. Flav has got to stop. He's giving money. Like, what is Flav doing? Flav was upset that the women of water polo something, they didn't have enough sponsorship, so he jumped in and like, oh, wow, that's really cool that Flavor Flav's doing that. Now he's done this like he did. Now he's kicked in for a girl who was going to, who got behind on her rent. The girl who won either shot put or discus or javelin, she doesn't make enough money. She didn't make enough money to pay her rent because she was out. And so Flavor Flav kicked in, and then also Serena Williams' husband kicked in and ended up, he and Flavor Flav ended up paying off her rent for like several months. I was like, dude, you're like a tech billionaire, Serena's husband. Just pay off for a whole year or 2 years. What are you doing? Yeah, that's nothing to you. And then now Flav's like, I'll get you a gold. I'll get you a, he said a bronze or gold?
A bronze clock.
A bronze clock. No, thanks, Flav.
Yeah. No, Flav is
honestly,
nice.
Do you see her giving back that? What, are you going to come fight Jordan Chiles?
I'm
like,
not
how are they going to get that
I
back?
Ain't giving
if
it back?
If she says, I'm not giving it back, you want to come
ain't
fight
giving
her?
It back. No.
She's
I ain't in giving
the H. She's from the H now. I didn't realize she's got all of Houston on her side. So yeah. You're not getting it back. You better go make another one.
Cal's on her side right now, throwing up the H for her. Okay? A yep. Bronze H. That's what Cal's doing. Love Cal. Let's get, who's next, Dell? Tyler, what's going on, Tyler?
Yeah, they had decided on the events for the L.A. Olympics well before the Paris Olympics, so I don't know why they didn't want to bring breaking there before it even happened, but it didn't really have to do with its performance. And the only other one they're getting rid of is equestrian modern pentathlon, but they're adding, like I said, flag football, squash, baseball, and softball, and lacrosse is coming back, cricket is coming back. And they're even adding obstacle racing, which is kind of like the tough mudders that people sign up for, where they jump over walls and go under barbed wire kind of thing. And also something interesting is that the softball will be held in Oklahoma City because that's where they love softball.
Yeah. Man, this is the most insightful Olympic call I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
This guy knows a lot about the Olympics.
Yeah. That was Tyler.
He actually brought knowledge to the show. Thanks for once, a caller.
Yeah.
Way to
go. How about that?
Okay, so baseball and softball. Softball, totally understandable. Baseball is World Baseball Classic. You're just going to have a bunch of college baseball players in it. Good.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
The man has called in.
Uh-oh. Gilbert.
Ooh.
All right, let's find out what. Don't say anything. Let's see what he says.
No, let's see.
Just see what he leads with.
Okay.
Okay, Gilbert, how are we doing? Or Chad or Jack?
Not Mark.
Good, there you are.
It's Gilbert.
No way. Oh, uh-oh. What'd you say?
Away from home, still in the nursing home anyway.
So you said you're not doing too good?
I'm hungry. I'm mad. I'm upset anyway.
Okay, can you expand on that? Yeah, can you expand on that a little bit?
Are you not being fed in the nursing home?
What?
You said you're hungry. Are they feeding you?
They're not treating me right anyway, okay?
Can you give us an example?
Can't get no China Garden egg rolls. Can't get death around here anyway.
I'm
mad like hell anyway, you know.
So, wait a minute. They're not feeding. So, Gilbert, they're not feeding.
What'd you say?
What's that?
All right, we got to just let Gilbert talk. Nothing. What were you saying?
What'd you say?
Okay. So, you can't get China Garden egg rolls. You're mad as hell. What else were you saying?
I want to get out of this place. I want to kill myself.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that. You want to get out of that place? If you had China Garden, would they let you have China Garden egg rolls?
Yeah, I can't get it no more.
Why?
Why can't?
Don't get me anyway.
They don't let you out, right? You don't get to go. You don't get to go out and get out of it.
Well, how are you making a call here to the show?
I don't think about the ask. I think about you anyway, you know.
Okay, but quick question. How do you call the show? Do you have a cell phone or how are you calling the show?
Yeah, cell phone, yeah. All
right.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. How come you didn't call us last week?
What for?
Well, I don't know why you call us all the time, but yeah. But you didn't call, so we were worried about you.
You were?
Yeah.
Why come to the nursing home and see me anyway, you know?
Yeah, how worried are you, Johnny Wood?
I'm in Los Angeles now, but Lance is there.
Wait. He just said the name of the place. What's it called?
Sharpview Resident Home.
Sharpview?
Yeah, Sharpview, yeah.
Sharpview
Resident Home. Resident Home. Center Mom is a long time ago.
Is it in Sharpstown?
No, off of, Center West Park anyway over here.
West Park? Okay. Well, I live in Los Angeles now, Gilbert.
I thought you didn't live in Los Angeles.
Lance lives there. Oh, now Lance lives and Dell, and they got... And
wait a minute. Just 20 minutes
what
ago.
About Los Angeles? What about Los Angeles?
John,
I live in Los Angeles now, Gilbert.
You just said you didn't live in Los Angeles.
Well, I do now. Oh. So 20 minutes ago, I didn't. Now I do. Wendy got the job here in Los Angeles as the general manager of KABC.
So you know, I don't live in Houston no more, right?
Right. So Lance lives there, though.
Well, hold on. Let Gilbert finish asking his questions of you. Do you have any other questions for John now that he lives in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's that? You're not going to come to Houston no more or what?
No.
He
but
is.
But Lance is there, and
he'll
he
be
can
there
come
Monday.
Visit. Lance is there, and he can come visit
John's
you,
coming
though.
Monday.
I don't think. I'm not sure anymore now.
You live in Los Angeles County, right?
What'd you say?
You live in Los Angeles, John, right?
Right.
Okay, then. Well, that's way life anyway, you know.
Yeah.
You've got to move on anyway, you know.
Well, hold on.
Well, first of all, the listeners are saying, we're getting messages here. Tell Gilbert we love him. Tell his other people said they'll come break you out. But we're not going to do that. China Garden egg rolls, my man. So a lot of people are love the China Garden egg rolls as well. Would they let you, if somebody brought you China Garden egg rolls, would they let you have it?
Yeah, they let me have it.
Okay, you're sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. And it's Sharp View Residence Home?
Yeah, Sharp View Residence Home, yeah.
Yeah, and it's Gilbert Liu.
Gilbert yeah, L-O-U, yeah.
L-O-U.
L-O-U?
So, L-O-U.
Here it is. It's Sharp View Residence and Rehabilitation Center. I see it right here.
You didn't make that up. I looked it up.
No, and it's But are they treating you okay?
Well,
Gilbert, are they treating you okay, or do we need to make a phone call?
They're treating me okay.
He's just all hungry.
Right. I'll talk to you later then. Bye-bye.
Bye. Here's one here's one Google review. First one I pulled up. It's from 3 months ago. The residents are pretty adorable, and Miss Deborah is the best they got going. But if you don't know, you may want to know that anybody who has family members there needs to ask to scour the kitchen. Doesn't look like the... Yep.
The food's not great?
No, I better not read the rest of this.
Wait.
This person's one star. Comes with photos, and they are not happy.
Well.
They are
well,
not... Do not drink like the Kool-Aid.
The Kool...
Does not sound
Old
like Gilbert's
food left
all that
on the
happy
line
either.
Overnight and filthy as hell.
Wow.
They got tired of me saying stuff. Oh, yeah. No, I can see. And here's somebody else who said, I must admit that from the outside, it looks like a creepy old building that doesn't look like a place to be rehabilitated in. But you never judge a book by its cover. It's a place of good care and support for those in need. Shout out to Ms. Wanda and Ms. Deborah. Once again, getting a shout out. I'll bet you Ms. Deborah is going to be so over Gilbert at some point. I don't even know Ms. Deborah, and I already know that she knows who Gilbert Liu is.
Well,
100%.
When he's yelling about getting him a Diet Coke.
They're treating me terrible.
I'm hungry.
And then he said they weren't treating him bad. It all changed. I'm looking at ice cream sundaes with caramel and pecans. This does not look like something that Gilbert...
I'm in.
Yeah.
But
why
put me
Gilbert
in
hungry?
There.
But no egg rolls.
No egg rolls.
Yeah. No. Without no egg rolls, I'm out now.
I may have to bring him some egg rolls.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice of you, Lance.
Where is it? It's on West Park and what?
He said Gessner?
Sharp View. It is. It's one word, Sharp View. So it's it is located on a place called Belle Reve, 7505 Belle Reve Drive.
Okay.
And that is at West Chase. It is in the Sharpstown area. It's between 59 and West Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe when I come in, I'll do that too. I'll come all the way from L.A. That's how nice I am.
Yeah, you're making a specific trip.
You should bring Gilbert to a Houston Restaurant Week restaurant.
Yeah, be nice.
Or he just wants egg rolls. I don't want to do anything.
He doesn't
want to
hang out with you at a restaurant?
He does. 100%.
He just
tell him all about L.A.
He just wants egg rolls. That's all.
Bring a picture of Wendy with you. He'll be great.
Me and treated bad. I'm mad as hell. I'm hungry and I'm mad as hell. I'm
that's
like,
how he started
boy.
The call.
That's how the call
that's
started.
That is.
Does he
you
know
what?
That the Astros are doing well? Is he keeping up with them?
You need to listen.
TV?
Listen, when TV. You're going to be mad as hell if you know that the Texans are going to win more than 9.5 games and you didn't bet on it. Well, you can bet on it. All you have to do is go to MyBookie right now. Get your sign-up bonus at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. And you, my friends, are going to win and get paid, okay? If you play, win, you get paid. They have an easy cash out system. They've got a system in which you can get out of parlays early. Who does that? No bookie does the things that they do. Gives you bonus money just for signing up. No bookie's going to do that. No bookie's going to give you free play. All right? They're going to give you free play. They're going to give you an early easy cash out system. They're going to give you an easy out on your parlays too. You got live in-game betting that's easy to navigate. You make a bet on a team and you realize right away, ooh, I was wrong about this. I'm going the other way. You can do that. I mean, with live in-game betting, it's fantastic. If you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, you're looking for to bet on anything, anytime, anywhere, casino gaming as well, and bets on stuff that you don't never even, I mean, Oscars or who the next Pope is. They got all that stuff. Right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
I'm not going to lie, egg rolls would hit right now. I hadn't even thought about egg rolls until Gilbert's call when he said he couldn't have egg rolls and made me want egg rolls.
I want egg rolls now too, especially China Garden egg rolls.
How does it feel to be off of radio at 8 in the morning? Your day is like you're done. How does that balance out versus waking up?
Oh, it's not great. I go right to sleep.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And then, and get up and eat something and then start my day. So, no, it's you lose hours, so you go back to sleep a little bit. That's all. It's no big deal, though. When 4 o'clock hits, it's early, though. 4 o'clock blows.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
Well, I do that every time in L.A. I used to do it earlier whenever I had the 6 a.m. show I had to do. Because 6 a.m. show starts at 4 Pacific time.
Yeah.
And so I remember when Deshaun Watson got drafted by the Texans, I'm on was that on this show or was I on the – no, I was on the other show. So I remember I was doing a 6 a.m. show at 790 and like, oh, so brutal. Because I had to do a round 2 and round 3 mock. So I got to sleep at about – oh, I don't know, 2:30 Houston time. Or I got in bed at 2:30, 3 o'clock Houston time, and then had to wake up and do the show at 6. That was not it was not ideal. It's not great waking up that early. If I were you, I'd sleep until 4:30 and then just get up and just go just turn a button on.
But, what?
So you can go back to sleep right after the show?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
See, I can't.
I've done it the last couple of days. It's not bad.
Are you drinking coffee?
Nope.
Wow, you're doing it without coffee.
Yeah, I do it without coffee. As a matter of fact, my son is bringing me a coffee right now.
Any other peds?
But I like to go to sleep right after the show. So,
energy drinks or are you doing energy drinks?
He's a good boy. He's a good boy. That boy. No, I don't do anything.
Any special herbs?
I just drink water. Water. That's it. No herbs.
See, everyone wants to know.
Somebody
it's legal.
Said there's a really good weed place here, not far from where I live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Los Angeles. You'll find them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm not really into that, you know.
Remember when you used to have an investment in it and you were really into everyone getting hooked on weed?
I still got some money in it.
How's it going?
Yeah. It's not going too well.
I bet it's still better than suing.
We're suing him.
Oh,
that's how well it's going.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, that's not the
best.
That's
not ideal.
It's been sitting there for years, and we're just like, hey, we're going to see that? Hey, are we going to see that money again?
Hey, can we get some water on these plants?
Well, speaking of which, I don't even know if I should tell you guys. I probably shouldn't tell
you. You should.
So the house we're living in, it's got like an 8x3, like this cage for growing vegetables and stuff. I'm already growing some tomatoes and some cilantro and some basil and
Why would you never do that here?
For the first time in my life.
Why would you never do that here in Houston?
Because I had things to do other than that.
What are you talking about? Plant it, water it, good night. Why would you not do it here? Tell the truth, Johnny Wood. Did you ever have any organic wine when you were here in Houston?
I never had organic wine when I was in Houston.
Oh.
No. Huh. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with any of that.
On Twitch, people say they can hear your accent changing.
What up? Why, Rad Dudes? Why you think that?
They think you're starting to talk differently. You're growing your own tomatoes and cilantro. You're drinking organic wine. Do you still have your electric
truck? This coffee that my son just ground.
Do you still have electric truck?
Mm-hmm. I do. I don't have it here. It's in Houston. I got to figure that out, though. That truck is way too big for this city. The road, the road to our house is like you can't have a. There's no way you can get a truck down it because there's cars on both sides and you barely can fit. I mean, it's really, really, it's different. I'm going to tell you what, it's a lot. It's different.
Yeah.
We go up the Laurel Canyon. I was up on the Laurel Canyon or Coldwater Canyon.
It's a little more scenic than Houston.
It's you think?
Yeah.
It is just totally. If you go to Calabasas, I think it's Calabasas.
If I'm being honest, you can go to Calabasas, you can go to Hermosa Beach, you can go to Malibu, you can go to all these Santa Monica. You can drive. There's all kinds of places, and it's pretty scenic. If we're being honest, Katy, Sugarland, Pearland, the Woodlands, it's not. We're low on the list of scenic stuff, but
we're high
on the list of livability and being cool and not being a-holes.
Yeah, well, and we're high on the list of not being liberals.
I'm telling you, you better watch yourself. Keep on talking. That tax committee is going to get you. Yeah,
isn't Harris County blue?
Yeah, but in the state of Texas isn't.
Understood, but where you reside.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, my buddy ran for judge in Harris County, and it was like, you can't possibly win unless you're a Democrat.
Have you noticed any difference living in California?
Of what?
Of it being different politically. Like, have you noticed the differences in your day-to-day?
I bet you haven't noticed anything. I will notice it tax time.
Yeah.
No, it's
now
a lot.
You will.
No, but you do notice that it's a lot. It's a lot gayer. No, it is. I mean, it is.
What did you just say? What?
It's a lot more. It's a lot more open here than it is.
I can't see him, so I'm just pointing at our screen. So I'm pointing at you, John.
You can't see John?
I can't see him here, so I can't point at him here. So I'm just pointing at the screen.
What? Why are you pointing at the
screen?
It's
just a weird thing to say.
I don't know.
I thought he was going to say a lot of different things.
So did I. I didn't think he was going to say what he said.
I didn't think he was going to say it's a lot gayer.
No, but
you mean there are more
people are more outward,
open about lifestyle. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Well, you didn't spend a whole lot of time around the Montrose area.
Yes, I did. I lived in the Montrose area, and when? It wasn't nearly. I lived there. I lived on Montrose.
When?
What? We lived
for
in the
long?
High rise there.
Yeah, but not for that long.
For a couple, 3 years, 3 or 4 years. Yes.
And everything seemed super straight there.
Not. It was not nearly
maybe
like it is here
in your high rise.
Yeah, I mean, even at church, it was like
high above the gaze. Is that what you're saying? He could look down, but where he was, above the clouds, they weren't there.
No, I was. I went to. We walked. We went to restaurants there. Are you kidding? I lived in Montrose.
Hall of Fame committee already regretting is one comment that just came in.
It's not surprising. Well, it's Kilgore. Are they really regretting?
Maybe not. We come back. I've got an actual football thing I want to get to. Dan Orlovsky looked at all the quarterbacks and put them in different categories for their different traits. I want to get to some of those and see if you agree with them.
Okay. On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about Dream Rate. I'm talking about Kent Jones, my guy. I love what Kent Jones does. I love that Kent Jones. I wish I knew Kent Jones when we bought our last house. I mean, do you know the thousands and thousands of dollars that he could have saved me? Literally thousands and thousands of dollars. And that is so at signing, but over the life of the loan as well. He's going to find, he's going to nitpick, he's going to look at every single thing. He's going to get you into the best deal for you, be it, and he's got all the loans, the Fannie Mae's, the Freddie Mac's, the FHA, the VA. It doesn't, for you streamers, anywhere in Texas, I've already spoken to him about, you know, he's going to help me out here in L.A. He doesn't have a license to do it here in L.A., but he's going to definitely give me some tips on what I need to do, and I'm going to depend on him, and you should depend on him too. He's done over 1,400 career closings, over 1,400. You think the dude doesn't, he's been doing it for 30 years. You think he doesn't know? You think he doesn't know? And when you're going to one of these big mortgage companies that put their name on bowl games and golf tournaments, they can't be giving you the personalized service. Kent says, I'm only doing eight at a time because otherwise I can't give them kind of service that I want to. That's the kind of dedication that this dude has. And if you're buying a home or you're thinking about buying a home, he's the guy to call. 713-520-LOAN, 713-520-5626. Or 975loans.com. Tell Kent you heard it right here.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. We are coming up on football season, and you have Underdog Fantasy in your heart and on your phone. Well, if you don't have it on your phone, you need to download the app. Download Underdog Fantasy on your phone. Get the app on your phone. You can certainly go to underdogfantasy.com as well. But this gives you a chance to play the fantasy game that I think is the most fun I've ever played. I've been with them three going on 4 years now, and it's awesome. And I'll tell you why. Especially for football season, you've got the daily fantasy. So you can line up, you can draft your teams and have, you know, the early games or the afternoon games or even a Thursday night and Monday night game. You can do them for the entire week. You can do season-long drafts. That's right. You can draft for the season right now for big money. They are offering huge money right now and multiple payouts, so you can check them out for yourself right there. And that's the best ball format. But where it really gets interesting for me is now when you're playing the Pick'em Challenge, where you pick between two and five players, you can win up to 325 times your money. That's higher than they've ever gone. Up to 325 times your money just by choosing higher or lower on the stats that you choose for individual players. If you use promo code Lance for Underdog on your first deposit for new signups, they are going to give you a highly discounted pick to use on your first Pick'em entry, plus a deposit offer as well. Use promo code Lance to claim your new customer offer of basically a gimme first pick and your deposit offer. So they're giving you two great offers in one. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right,
welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Kikuch tonight. Tonight, we got Kikuch on the mound against Tampa Bay as the Astros go for their seventh straight win. They have a half-game lead now. Fromber looked excellent. The pitching has been fantastic, but the difference is that the hitting now, since the All-Star break, the last four or five games have been totally different. And Fromber gets support. So we'll see if Kikuchi gets some support tonight from the offense as well. You have a Dan Orlovsky take today?
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky put together his ranking NFL quarterbacks by traits. And so we'll go NFL quarterbacks by traits. Let me start right off with arm strength. Who would you think are the top five in arm strength, and does C.J. Stroud hit the top 10?
Arm strength? Who would be the strongest arms in the NFL? I think C.J. should reach the top five, but I'm going to say he doesn't.
He's not in the top 10.
He's not in the top 10?
No.
Wow, that's ridiculous. Okay.
Some of these you're going to – they got Pat Mahomes – In order, Pat Mahomes 1, Josh Allen 2, Justin Herbert 3, Stafford 4, Aaron Rodgers 5, Will Levis 6. Baker Mayfield at 7, I would not put ahead of C.J. Stroud. Anthony Richardson has a big arm. Dak Prescott, yes. Lamar Jackson 10. Lamar can throw it hard. So arm strength, they've got those 10. I don't know that I'd have Baker in the top 7. And I don't think I would have Mahomes 1. I think I would have that probably Allen or maybe even Will Levis, but people haven't seen Levis play enough.
Okay.
Best ball placement. Is C.J. Stroud in the top 5?
Best ball placement, he should be.
Yes, he is number 5.
Okay. Tua?
Tua is number 2.
How about Purdy?
Purdy 6. Good call.
How about Goff?
Goff, I would think, would be higher. He's 9 behind Dak Prescott. I would think 9 would
how
be higher.
How about Stafford?
How about this? Josh Allen, 10.
No.
I would have never thought that. Matt Stafford's number 3. Good. I'm sorry, Matt Stafford's number 4. So you've got number 4 and number 5 and number 2. Who's number 1 and 3?
Number 1 is Pat Mahomes.
Number 3, who's number 1? Hi, my name is Joe Burrow.
Oh, Joey Burrow, yeah.
Yeah. He's got his new Slim Shady hair.
Yeah. Well, I forget about him because he doesn't play.
That's true. How about mechanics?
Mechanics? Well, Joe has to be up there.
Joey B is 1.
Okay. Joey B is 1.
Joey Street Clothes is number 1.
Would you put Mahomes in there?
Mahomes is not in the top 10, and that makes sense.
All right.
Pocket quarterbacks. That's what you're looking for here.
Well, Stafford has some
2
arm angles. He is?
Number 2.
Is what about Aaron Rodgers?
Interestingly, 8.
8th? Okay. How about Trevor Lawrence?
10th.
Okay.
Think of who gets all the hype in the world without even winning that much.
Who gets all the hype in the world without winning that much?
Justin Herbert.
Oh, Herbert, yeah.
Number 3. Then you got C.J. Stroud 4 and Dak 5.
Okay, Dak is 5. Yeah, Dak's got good mechanics. Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Decision-making with the football. So CJ has hit 2 of the top 5.
CJ's got to hit this.
Number 4.
Okay.
As a rookie, he's already number 4. He's now hit 3 of the 5 traits he's been inside the top 5.
Mahomes.
Mahomes is number 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Decision-making with the football. Well, 2 has got to be up there.
No, he wouldn't be. I didn't even have to see the list.
He's not in the top 10.
He's a guy who will force, not force balls. He's got a bit of an ego where he wants to throw the football. He will put a ball in a place you don't think a ball should go, and he'll take his chances because he believes in his guys.
This is where the white
he
guys
hits
are
such a high
the white guys are shining
passes,
on this
though.
One.
He hits such a high percentage of passes.
Yeah, but decision making. Dell's right. He's not even in the top 10.
Then how about Purdy?
Purdy's 5. So you got C.J. Stroud. Dak is number 8.
8. Decision making with how about Baker? No.
Stop.
Well, actually,
not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10. Is Jordan Love hit a spot? Hit
Jordan
this?
Love is actually 6. Come on.
Yeah.
Go to the pocket passers. Go to the stereotypical white guys.
Well, that's Matthew Stafford.
Number
and
2.
Jared Goff.
Number 2. Goff is 9.
Goff
Stafford's
is 9.
In the top 5 in a lot of these.
Well, you know
Aaron Rodgers 1.
Okay, yeah. Well, Stafford, though, is one of the top quarterbacks in the league, dude.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, there was a couple years where he wasn't playing either. Aaron Rodgers 1, Matthew Stafford 2, Joe Burrow 3, C.J. Stroud 4,
yeah.
Purdy 5.
See, I forget about Rodgers and Burrow because they don't
Street
play.
Clothes. Yeah. Pocket presence. This one probably, for me, is the one that is the secret sauce. Where you circle this one gets you wins at high levels.
Is C.J. in this one?
C.J. is 3.
Yeah. And you know what? Aaron Rodgers should be in there.
You know what's funny is Aaron's not in the top 10. That's
wow.
Crazy to me.
Pocket presence.
Yeah.
Well, Mahomes.
Mahomes is one. You got 1 and 3.
Pocket presence. Is Dak in this?
Dak is not.
He's not.
Yeah, he's 10.
He's 10? Is Stafford in it
again? Number four. This guy's got such a crush on Stafford.
I guess
so. You got you got one Mahomes, 3 C.J. Stroud, 4 Matt Stafford.
Is Burrow in this again?
Yeah, he's number 2. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, Macy's. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess.
And who's number 5?
He should be. I mean, Joe.
Yeah, no, he is.
He is.
And who's number 5? 5 may surprise you a little bit. Pocket
Geno
presence.
Smith.
No, that's not a bad guess. He's number 9.
Geno is?
Yeah. Number 5, I can give you 6 more guesses. You won't get it.
Derek Carr.
Nope.
Jalen Hurts.
It's 2.
Okay, 6 more guesses.
You have 4 more.
I got 4 more. I'm going to say Sam Howell.
No, you know, come on. You should Kirk Cousins. Guess. That's a good guess, but no. You've got 2 guesses left.
Not Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins is not even in the top 10.
Not Jake Browning.
No, you can't
Who
get
is it.
It? Lamar Jackson.
Oh, okay.
I have a pocket presence. I would not have put Lamar. I don't know. That doesn't feel because he breaks pocket.
Feels like he almost bounces himself in the pressure.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of one that I.
And then
that's
he's so
one that I was
gifted
a little surprised.
That he gets away with it because of who he is. But
yeah, I don't know that I would have put him in pocket. There's some other ones where I might have had Lamar in there. I'm not sure about pocket presence, but I also am not sure. And then rushing ability.
Oh, Lamar.
1.
Lamar's 1. Josh Allen.
He doesn't have rookies in here. So
Josh Allen, Jalen
Hurts. Josh Allen, 2. Jalen Hurts, 4.
Justin Fields.
That's going to be 5.
Oh, he is?
Wow.
Anthony Richardson?
3. Y'all got it. Okay. Those are the top 5. Yeah. After that is Pat Mahomes, Dak Prescott.
Forget about Anthony Richardson,
Joe
too.
Burrow, Kyler Murray, and Trevor Lawrence. Rounds out top 10.
Joe Burrow does have some ability.
No C.J. Stroud.
You just got to be on the field sometimes.
And then second reaction ability. Second reaction is a new buzzword for extended plays. When the play breaks down, what do you do after that? Who are the second reaction ability quarterbacks?
Mahomes is 1.
Mahomes is 1, correct.
Right. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's 2, good.
CJ's got to be up there.
You know, he's not in the top 10.
That's stupid because he made a lot of plays off script.
He does, but I think he stays on schedule too. And a lot of guys who play in that offense typically don't have to make a lot. But yeah.
Is Lamar in there?
Lamar's 3.
Yep.
That makes sense. You got 1, 2, and 3. You won't get 4. 8 guesses you won't get 4.
8 guesses I won't get 4.
Yep.
Justin Fields?
Nope.
Matthew Stafford?
Nope.
Wow.
Not in here.
Not in there. Bryce Young.
Nope.
5 guesses Baker.
To go. Nope. 4 guesses to go.
Jordan Love.
Nope. He finished 5, though.
Oh, so I got 4?
Five guesses. You got 3 guesses left to get number 4.
Who makes plays?
I said you couldn't get in 8 guesses, and you've guessed 5 times.
Will Levis.
No. 6. Think of quarterbacks who start.
He does start.
Kind of.
He is going to start.
You got 2 more.
Did I say Jalen? I think I said Jalen already.
Actually, you didn't. You didn't say Jalen. He's number 8.
He's number 8?
And Trevor Lawrence is number nothing.
Trevor Lawrence is number...
That's
who 8. Is it?
Who's, you can guess. Brock
who's
Purdy.
4? Purdy?
Is that...
He seems more like...
I could have given you 5 more guesses. You would have got it. Brock Purdy is second reaction?
No, I think he's on time guy.
Yeah, that's what I think of, too. I've seen him make some plays. He's got... Oh, actually, he has Caleb Williams in here. He has a rookie in here at number 6. I wouldn't put rookies in there, but yeah, he's got Gardner Minshew at 9. Does not have C.J. Stroud in there.
Well, I think C.J. makes a lot of plays that... When stuff breaks down,
But look how many times CJ pops in the top 5. How many of those traits? Bryce Young is in 0 of them. He's in the top 10 in 0 of them. CJ Stroud was in 4 of 5 of them. four of them in the top five.
Yeah.
Well, pretty good.
Guess what? CJ was better.
He wasn't in rushing ability. He wasn't in second reaction. But everything that has to do with being a pocket quarterback, he's in almost all of them.
Yep. Yep. All right, let's break it. News of the Weird coming your way next. But first, a little Vanderford.
Vanderford Air, 281-557-COOL, 281-557-COOL. Air conditioner not working properly. Air conditioner run forever. It should be able to get to. So when your air conditioner runs and you've got a $400 bill and you're like, hey, this is insane, your air conditioner is just not working properly. Either there's a good chance of it used to and it's not now. You need to get a fix. You need to have somebody you can trust. Let them come out and take a look at your system. They'll diagnose what it is, and then they'll get it fixed for you at a very fair price, a very trustworthy company. It could also be that you don't have a system that is the right size for your home. That happens too. It actually happens where some companies want to sell you air conditioning systems that are too big for your home. There are certain size houses that need certain size air conditioners. Don't pay too much for an AC unit that, you know, you only are getting you really only need to use about 40% of your AC unit. That doesn't make sense. You're paying too much. At the same time, if you have a unit that is way too small for your size of home, you will not cool down properly. You'll always be hot. You'll continue to pay higher energy bills. Make sure that Vanderford Air comes out. They can fit you with a new AC unit if that's what you need. If you need a fix, they'll fix it. If you need a new unit, they can get it financed for you. And they will start from scratch running all new lines, make sure everything's beautiful, everything's all taken care of, and get you the AC system that makes sense for your home so that you are cool, you stay cool, and it lasts 15 to 20 years for you just like that. No more hassle. Vanderford Air, for any problems for new AC systems, they're the one number to call, 281-557-COOL.
GiveMeTheVIN.com, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's John Clay Wolf's business. John Clay Wolf is excellent at his business. John Clay Wolf buys vehicles. John Clay Wolf, and listen, I say this all the time. If you're going to sell a vehicle, a truck, car, whatever, business, or your personal, whatever it is, you're going to sell that vehicle, there's one place that you have to go. Because one place guarantees that they will beat another offer. One place guarantees that they will beat CarMax's offer or they'll send $100 to you. So even if John Clay Wolf doesn't buy your car, even if John Clay Wolf can't give you enough for it and CarMax is giving you more, get another $100 out of it. That's just, even if you're going to sell it to the dealership, make sure you know what it's worth first, okay? Because you can walk into the dealership, whatever dealership that you're going to sell it to, and they'll probably lowball you, right? And you say, no, I know I can get this from GiveMeTheVIN.com. and you raise what you get more for it from the dealership because they want to do the deal, right? So here's the deal. No matter, there's only one place that you have to go for sure if you are going to sell a vehicle. It's GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, this is kind of weird, although I could certainly see it. A woman was arrested in New York for defecating on her boss's desk after she won a $3 million lottery ticket. If you won $3 million, would you walk in and drop a deuce on Todd's desk?
No, I like Todd. I'm not going to desecrate his desk with my defecation.
You don't just have to do that stuff,
no,
John.
No, you can just walk away with the money. You don't have to.
I mean, but there's a lot of hatred built
my
up
dominance.
There. If you do that, you know.
I don't feel like she liked her boss as much as we like Todd.
Well, she feels like she's never having to work again, ever.
Yeah, with $3 million, you know how long it probably took her? Takes you to make $3 million, even if it's they take half, it's $1.5 million. You know how long it takes to clear that at whatever job you have?
Right.
It takes a while. So, yeah, you're okay. Although she may do some prison time because,
yeah,
you know, dropping a deuce.
Isn't
and all.
Isn't that a crime?
It is. Yeah, it's a crime.
So,
plus, it's gross. Plus, you're kind of a gross person.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
If you decide you're going to squat on a desk and defecate. Yes, John, you're right. You're kind of a gross person.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely gross. A Pennsylvania man who stabbed his neighbor to death after loud snoring, all about loud snoring. I kind of feel like I would be the guy that gets stabbed to death. You know the war movies where, okay, you can sleep now and I'll stand watch?
Yeah.
We would have always gotten killed because I'd be snoring.
Yeah, that's what I don't, like, you, there's going to be so much snoring. How do you handle that in prison, too?
With all the snoring? Oh, yeah.
Do you think you can just say, excuse me, I need my CPAP machine? Is that going to work? Because somebody will turn your CPAP machine into a shank.
I know that I would die in prison or in war because of snoring. There's no question. I would be dead. There's no question. Okay? A Dublin zoo has enlisted the help of mothers who are breastfeeding to encourage the female orangutan to bond with her newborn. Apparently, the orangutan was not feeding the baby.
A deadbeat mom?
So they brought in the moms to show the orangutan how to breastfeed. Do you feel like they were just a bunch of pervs that wanted to see moms breastfeed? Or do you think that this was actually something that they were trying to do?
Judging by, if you ever come across one of those videos on YouTube of a mom breastfeeding, you look at the number of views, you're right on that whole perv thing.
People perv out about feet, about underarms, a sweat.
Everything.
I mean, breastfeeding, that's a natural
perv. It's truly astonishing some of the things that are fetishes. I just think, what in the world? Dirty bath water, spit in a fart in a jar. Like, what are we doing? A woman would never ask for that from a guy. Men are terrible.
American Airlines had to make an emergency landing after passengers spot lice in a woman's hair. Do you feel like, okay, they had a 12-hour delay. Do you feel like you'd rather just go with the lice or have a 12-hour flight delay?
Well, if I'm not sitting near, let's get this thing rolling.
Yeah, what if you're right next to her?
If I'm two rows up, I don't care. Like, she's got lice, put a bag on her head, let's go.
That sounds like a different scenario. Put a bag on her head and let's go.
Yeah, I know, but I know what it sounds like. But if I'm sitting right next to her, I might, I can see bugs literally crawling out of your hair.
I don't care. Put a bag on her head. Let's go.
See, that's how you think, Del.
That's how you said it.
That's what you did say that. You know what, Del? You need to capture that. Whenever we talk about someone who's not, I don't care.
Do you think, should we lean into that? Do you want to lean into that?
I say no.
Put a bag on her head.
I say don't lean into that.
I say let's not make that a clip.
I think that's a great clip.
I think that's a good choice.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Well, you're in LA.
I'm about to get kicked out of the Hall of Fame. So, all right, we're done. The Mopey and Mape show is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You insulted us, but didn't ask us what we're going to do. So I guess I'll take that.
Yeah, what are you going to do in your little show?
Nah, I'm not going to let you know. We're going to do some Astro stuff. Sean was very prescient in his thoughts about Kyle Tucker with that video out. I'm going to give Sean his praise because he saw right through the Astros and Kyle Tucker. So we'll talk about that. Of course, a lot of Astros talk. It's going to be great, John. But you shouldn't take your nap. You should tune in on the stream.
I'm just going
to join your Twitch people.
I'm just going to hang out here and listen to the show instead of taking a nap.
You and the Twitch people. Get together with them for your meetup and listen to the show.
Those are my peeps. Those are my peeps, the Twitchers. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, a little John Daspin.
John Daspin and the Daspin Law Firm are here for you, passionately pursuing justice for the injured. 713, call now or go to DaspinLaw.com. He is going to take care of you, his law firm. They'll make sure that if you're hurt on the job or in an accident out on the roadways, or really it can be anywhere, it's storefronts, wherever you've been injured due to someone else's negligence, someone didn't take care of what they were supposed to, and you got hurt. What happened? You had injury sustained, you went to the doctor or the hospital, or you need to go to the doctor or hospital. John Daspin is going to be the one to call. They'll make sure the hospital bills get taken care of, make sure all your physical therapy and everything else that gets taken care of. And then maybe most importantly, they'll make sure that you get compensated for your pain and suffering that you had to go through due to someone else's negligence. And that also includes making sure that you're paid for the work that you're missing. If you're unable to work, you'll get paid for that as well. If it wasn't your fault, the injury, then you shouldn't have to be the one paying for it with not only your pain and suffering, but also out of your own pocket. So John Daspit is the phone call, 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.